Well, we asked the question just before. It is as it is. What does it all mean? Let's find out with the lady who'll absolutely know from the Ballarat School of Philosophy, Belinda Fyfe. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Brett.
Nice to see you again.
Thank you. It's great to be seen.
And doesn't really work in radio, does it? Anyway, I'll ponder. That's very philosophical to start with. International Women's Day over the weekend. You went to a wonderful event, I hear.
I went to a lovely garden party at a friend's house. So she had 20 lovely ladies whom I didn't know most of, but I met them on the day. And it was fabulous. We had high tea in the backyard with our cups and saucers and our little pinkies out. It was terrific.
Very posh. Very nice. What a great way to spend it. Sun was shining too, which is brilliant. Now, I know I'd love to move on and get into our new topic, but I know you're going to ask me how I went with my homework, aren't
There's always homework, Brett. How did you go?
Yeah, okay. So the homework was, just to refresh everyone, I'm trying to practice, as you should be, the question, the phrase, what would a wise person do now? I need a lot more practice, Belinda. I need a ton of it. I was telling you off air, and I won't go into the gory details, but we have a 17-year-old daughter at home. Don't worry, she doesn't listen to this program. That'd be so embarrassing, Dad. So she's doing VCE and party year at the same time. So we were having some frank conversations about how the year might work over the weekend. And on reflecting on that this morning, Belinda, I could have done a whole lot better.
And just by thinking about what a wise person would do, it helps with what the answer is going to be. I have a friend who asks this question a lot, and he often finds that the answer is nothing.
Maybe I should have done nothing over the weekend. That might be my motto for this coming weekend. So can I keep practicing?
Absolutely. That would be great.
Can I have a number of years, maybe even a decade?
Well, I've had a number so far and I'm still practicing, so yes.
Good to know. You're making us all feel better. Okay, our thought, our topic today is it is as it is. This is about stuff happening. What do you mean, Belinda?
Well, things happen to all of us in our lives every day, and these can be seen as good or bad. So we have reactions to things that happen. They might, and these things might make us feel anxious or worried or upset, or they might make us feel happy and joyful and contented. But the really interesting thing is whatever's happening isn't the thing that's causing those feelings. It's our thoughts about what's happening that's causing those feelings.
So what you're saying is the one thing could happen, you could view it quite differently to me.
Absolutely. And often that's the case.
How so? Can you paint a picture for us, Ms. Fyfe?
I've got a little story that I might share with you because that
please.
Would help.
Yep.
So this is a story of an old farmer whose young adult son had rounded up some wild horses and brought them home. The neighbours came by and they said, "That's good." Mm-hmm. The farmer said, "Maybe." Then the son was thrown from one of the horses when trying to break them in, broke his leg. And the neighbours said, "That's bad." And the farmer said, "Maybe." And a few days later, some government men came by and conscripting all the young men of the area into the army as the king had declared war on a neighbouring kingdom. But the farmer's son could not go because he had a broken leg. And the neighbours said, "That's good." And the farmer said, "Maybe." So interestingly, it's not the external thing, but the interpretation of it that gives us the good or the bad. Whereas if we just take what is as being what is, it's neither good nor bad in and of itself.
You could almost take a step back and ask, what would a wise person do when something happens? They're kind of all interlinked, Belinda, aren't they?
They are, very much so. Yeah. The farmer, in this case, is the wise person.
Yeah, by answering maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might try that at home tonight. What's for dinner? I'm not sure. I'll check the freezer. Maybe later. Yeah. So it's really about perspective. So you'd encourage us all just to, again, take a breath, think about the situation and I guess reflect on the fact that we're all quite different.
We are quite different. We're a product of our experiences and our belief systems and our upbringing and all of those things. So what we perceive as good or bad in one situation, another person will perceive very differently. And that also feeds into our likes and our dislikes. I have a friend that dislikes coriander, so he doesn't eat it in anything, which is his prerogative, I'm sure, whereas other people love it. But it's a perspective thing. It's not the coriander that's either good or bad.
It is the perspective. Mm. So are you suggesting if we have more perspective on stuff that happens in our lives, we could actually be freer and in a way more content, Belinda?
Well, that is what the wise tell us. I've got a little quote here from an ancient philosophical text called the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita. It's an ancient Indian text, this one. So I've moved away from ancient Greece and we've gone on to the Eastern tradition. Now, this text is at least 5,000 years old and the author is lost to history. We don't actually know who wrote it, but we do know that Gandhi read it every day. So it's got a little bit of credence there. And it tells us that to look upon pleasure and pain, victory and defeat, with an equal eye.
Run that by me again.
Look upon pleasure and pain, victory and defeat, with an equal eye.
I like it.
It's interesting and very difficult to do.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be. So I'm loath to set more homework, Belinda. But you could actually do that today, couldn't you? Because we should have... We should come away from this chat thinking about having a more having a broader perspective, which could lead to a freer, more content life.
That's what all of us are really looking for: more contentment, more happiness, and that feeling, as you said, of more freedom. So as things happen this week, rather than thinking, "Oh, that's fantastic and great," or "That's terrible, it's awful," rather think, "It is what it is," and pause and take away from that.
Your messages are often about slowing down, aren't they?
I think Very much so.
We can all take something away.
Yeah.
We're out of time, Belinda, but can you leave us with a quotation from Shakespeare this morning?
Always. For there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so.
Belinda Fyfe from the Ballarat School of Philosophy. We'll see you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you.